The Rambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Beis Abchira Halacha Tesvav says Kol Evan Shenogabo Habazel Afal Pishlo Nifkama Psula Lebinyan Hamizbeach Ubinyan Hakevis Shenema Ki Chabacha Hinafta Lev Tchaleha Vabona Evan Shenogabo Habazel Bemizbeach O Bekevis Loka Shenema Lo Sivna Esen Gozis Vabona Evan Pogum Over Baasei. And in Aloch Tzayin it says, Evan Shenifkuma O Shenoga Barzel, Acha Shenivdeis B'Mizbeach O Bekevis, Osa Evan Psula V'Hashak Sheros. Umalabdin is a Mizbeach Pamay Meshana B'Pesach U'B'Chag U'Kishimalabdin Osa Malabdin B'Mapa Avalo B'Kovish Shel Barzel Shem Yiga B'Evan V'Yifsol. So the Rambam's opinion is that Kima passels in all Avnei Hahechel and Azara, but the Isa Asei only applies to Mizbeach. That the Azara requires Avon Mishlemus, like the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is a chelek of the Ritzba of the Azara, and it's part of Tzuras Hamikdash. And this is, you see this in the Gemara in Zvachim. And in this respect, the Mizbeach, of course, Hapnimi is different than Mizbeach HaChiton, that the Mizbeach Hapnimi is, with Mizbeach HaZov, is a klisharis, and therefore it's only Mekadesh HaRoylo. But the Mizbeach HaChiton, which is Avodim, is Kodesh because it's part of the Mikdash, and it's part of the Tzuas HaMikdash, and the Azara. And therefore, it's Mekadesh Ben Haruin Lo, but Shein Haruin Lo. Because it's not Mekadosh because Klisharis, but rather because Mikdash and Ritzba said it's part of the Ritzba Azara. And that's why there's one opinion in Tanoim that in the time of Shlomo, when they had, were Makra the Karbonos, there were so many that he was Mekadosh the Ritzba Azara on the day that they were Mekadosh the Mikdash, and they were Makra on the Ritzba Azara, and therefore the rest of the Azara is like Mizbeach, and this relates to that we need Avonim Shlemos. However, of course, there's a Chalushim Mizbeach by itself, and that Isur Asay applies only to the Mizbeach, and therefore, in other words, there are two Halachs Mizbeach. One is that the Mizbeach is part of the Tzuas HaMikdash. And also, there's a chaloshim mizbeach by independently. So, in this we see also from the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Beis from Hilchos Beis Abchira, this is the Rambam's lashon of mizbeach mekomo mechuvan biyoseh ve'ein mishanan also mimekomo laolam. And the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, midas mizbeach mechuvanos habe v'tzuvasu yadua ish mi'ish. Mizbeach shebonu b'nei ha'gola ke'en mizbeach she'osed lehibonos asu ve'en lehosev al midosev lo ligvo mimenu. So you see the Rambam holds that the midas mizbeach mevchonos habe in the ma'akev. But if you look at the Rambam halach yud zayin, he says avol midas orko midas rochbo or midas komoso ein in ma'akev, that the exact width and height and so on is not ma'akev. So the Rambam seems to be sois himself. So the Rav answered that what the Rambam paskins, that the midas mizbeach is ma'akev, that's not a loch b'tos mizbeach. That's a loch because mizbeach is also part of Tzuas HaMikdash. So if you change the proportions of the mizbeach, the mizbeach achitzon, so you're changing also the Tzuas HaMikdash. But in Halach Yud Zayin, he's talking about the Mizbeach Pados Mizbeach, because the Ram passes Makriven Afa Pishen Bayis. So even in the time of the Churban, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, if you have a Mizbeach, you can be Makriv. So that Mizbeach, there the Midas per se are not Ma'akev. The Rav quoted, told us also that he heard from his uncle, Rabbi Nachum Krakowski, the Avodas HaMelech, in the name of the Netziv, that he's to answer that the midas per se are not ma'akev. but the proportion between the height and the width and so on, which determines its shape and form, that is ma'akev. So when the Ram says that mechuvonos, it means the proportions between width and length and so on, those are ma'akev. But the specific ones, they're not ma'akev.